Today, for the second episode of Beanie Boomer, we have our host, Jack, from the Slick Realms. That's me. We have our moderator, Darcy, from the Slush Realms, who will be talking to you so you can get your ideas out into the world.
That's me.
And we have our news anchor from the Dirty Realms, Fiona, who'll be keeping you up to date on all the world's current events.
Hey.
Today we'll be talking about the different Beanie Boo species and their culture. Primarily, Slicks, Sloshes, Dotties, and Danglers. We can start with the Danglers. The Danglers were historically a very nomadic tribal sort of race before the Great Wars occurred, because they were able to move anywhere instead of fortresses very quickly with their defense powers. But once the Great War occurred, they were forced to be held up in sieges for hundreds of years without end, forcing them to become extremely defensive. This is reflected in their castle architecture, resembling more pointy star fortresses with lots of bastions and great trenches that reach down to the molten core of the earth, so to prevent any ground or assaults from underneath ground, as well as building them on top of mountains reaching up to the height of Himalayas, making them pretty much impenetrable. As well as in their culture, typically they have begun focusing more in terms of their political structure. It's very focused on just electing very conservative leaders, so therefore they have elections about every 20 years, much longer than the typical, you know, people, but they're not dictatorship-like, because they still need to change in case of danger, but they're a lot more slow-changing and a lot more steady in their ways. Also, their culture has changed far less than other cultures in terms of morphing more towards technology. Of course, most cultures haven't morphed more towards technology. We're talking predominantly in terms of super weapons charged by magic. They also deeply hate super weapons because of what they did to their planet. Of course, their original home planet was completely destroyed by super weapons, meaning they are far less technologically advanced, but more, again, magically advanced. But because of this, they believe in creating lots of artworks that will be able to withstand the test of time. They make a lot less of these now, but back in the ancient wars, and even before that, they made tons of artworks that are said to be the most beautiful that have ever existed, some of them almost appearing 3D and moving using their magics, obviously imbued inside the artworks. It is also reflected in their armor, which is comprised of lots of extremely hard materials sewn together with these super hard metal strands. So essentially they appear to be sort of rock formations, so you can't really break through their armor, you can only wear it down over time. But they are obviously essentially they don't attack very much, they're not offensive, which is why they don't have an incredibly large group of naval ships, you know. Again, creatures that can fly as well aren't really in their arsenal. They mostly rely on defending, and if there is a threat they can pretty much create mobile fortresses, which is some of their fortresses using magic are actually capable of moving. It's quite terrifying, but again, it's not very effective in terms of just assault. And now we can get on to the Slicks. The Slicks are very militaristic, but the only reason they are able to really form these big groups is with these one-in-a-couple-millennia leaders like Meadow. Typically, they're very scattered, right? Because they believe might makes right, and there's never one that can satisfy all of them. But every so often, there's these extremely powerful people like Meadow again. Meadow is pretty much the strongest Slick that has ever lived, pretty much. There's obviously been stronger. But he's one of the strongest, if not the strongest. And he's currently the strongest, you know, mortal creature in the universe right now. But the only reason this occurs is because whenever the Slicks feel threatened, they sort of form this hive-like thing. Based on their energy, they form together and they all just want to attack that thing. So typically if someone tries to stop that, they just can't, because they just don't have the power to command that. I mean, they lose control. And once they see weakness, they can obviously split apart and just rely on these smaller leaders that maybe can't lead these larger groups but are a lot more powerful. But Meadow is strong enough to command all that respect, and this is also reflected in their castle architecture. Again, although their fortresses are spires which can attack from all directions but pierce the sky itself, meaning they can deploy aerial bombardments from the top of it, and the Slicks were the first Beanie Boos to harness super weapons. The first super weapon that is commonly believed that was commonly utilized in their arsenal, again, to say commonly utilized is a bit weird in terms of super weapons, but the first one that was used in their arsenal properly instead of just being tested was an aerial bombardment device that took 10 days to charge up but could pretty much break through any defense apart from, of course, the danglers. But it left lasting scars. This is why the danglers had to develop such extreme defenses to withstand these super weapons, and they were deflected around them, completely destroying their homeworld. But through use of these super weapons, they were able to pierce through some of the dangler castles, which is why how most of them were broken. But the average sieging time was 450 years for the ones who were broken during this war. Obviously, it's changed throughout time, decreased or increased, but during that time, it was 450 years. Also, the Slicks, in terms of building the armor and weaponry as well, they utilized their magic to liquidate the magic in the area by superheating it and infusing it into the weapon, meaning that their armor is extremely tough and very non-malleable, so they have to work very quickly. So they're typically made of solid structures, like different pieces, but like your arm would be one piece, your torso, it's typically split up into pieces. But since it's so strong, the magic sort of protects the areas by pulling up in those areas, so you can't really strike in the vulnerabilities. And also in terms of their military strength, they're very versatile, but their main strength is they attack in these massive clumps, which allows them to pretty much get rid of anything, but they do take a bit of time to build up into that in terms of their forces. And their culture, though it is far more obviously progressed, it's changed a lot more than the danglers, still hasn't changed compared to some of the other ones, and it's very militaristic, but they also believe quite a lot in might makes right, and their leaders are typically elected based on trials of strength, because if they aren't strong enough, essentially, they will be ousted and potentially killed. But we can get into more of these trials again when we talk more about the Slicks specifically. But there's a lot of trials, and some of them include facing aspects of the God of Destruction, obviously. And these are some of the hardest trials to beat in the entire universe. They're extreme difficulty. Now get into the Sloshers. The Sloshers are very peaceful people, and that is because of their energy and their trust. They trust each other quite a lot, and they are defensive, but they also do go on the offense sometimes. Some of the key families, obviously, within the Sloshers are the Jinglies, which are the ruling family, typically. And then we have the Antics, who used to be it, but now are the military powerhouses. They control pretty much all of the military offensive capabilities of the Sloshers. And, of course, then you have the Princes, which are the majority of the governing board, as well as, obviously, a lot of other Sloshers, but they comprise a large number due to their extreme administration capabilities. Now, in terms of the Sloshers' electoral methods, they do a form of election where pretty much you get elected if you get a 2/3 majority of the Sloshers in total, pretty much. But once you get elected, you go for life. You serve for your entire life because they're very trusting, so they don't really need to revisit that daily. But they can sometimes, if there is some issue, like they've become, you know, injured or something's happened to them, they can be ousted from office. There is a function to do this, but it's very uncommonly used. The last time was about 2,000 years ago, when there was a Slosh that became infected with mushies. Mushies are obviously just Sloshes that are fused with destructive energy, so they're pretty much the antithesis of Sloshes. So that can obviously happen, and that can be devastating. So that was the last time they were ousted from office. Obviously, there are other examples, but this is the most recent example. Also, their castle architecture are typically very sort of circular, and it's multiple walls. So you have one wall with a regular city, and you have another wall, and then there's an elevated city, and then there's another wall and an elevated city. And typically, the main castle is off to the shore or off to some kind of mountain, separating it from the main city with this really big bridge. So if there's any assault attempted on it, to cross an extremely dangerous bridge on a higher point, which is often very defensive. And then there's a lot of, obviously you'll be fired on because they can control a lot of magic, so they can create walls on that bridge or just control it pretty much. And if you enter the castle, it's been imbued with a lot of things typically which allow them to control it, pretty much making it unimpenetrable unless you have a large enough force that can just siege it. Because unlike the danglers, it's not about getting in, stopping people from getting in. Obviously that is part of it with the multiple walls and tiered cities. but it's about stopping people once they get in. So obviously if you just have a large enough force, you can force their magic to run out, or you can just take them out before they can utilize that magic. Now, in terms of their culture as well, they're very communicative, they work together, they're cooperative, so they obviously have a very strong economy based on a lot of trade, and since they utilize the blowhards in their ships, or, you know, just in naval warfare, they have a lot stronger sea trade, meaning that they can have their economy is just a lot better than most Beanaboos. But they also have a varied, their, you know, social structures progress a lot, but they have more sort of a feudalism thing with different social tiers, but where different people control other people. But then you can also move up those ranks, so typically you're only in the lower ranks if you've obviously committed a crime, which is very uncommon, but the ranks are often based on, at the top, how good you are at leading people. And then, again, I can get more into this, and the further you get to the bottom, it gets less how good you are at leading, and more what have you done to get to that point, like what crimes have you committed or done something, essentially. That's pretty much how the social structure works, since it used to be a lot more feudalism, where you couldn't really, there wasn't much class mobility, and it was more based on birthright. Again, they haven't really, it's not really like feudalism, because obviously the Slushers have a lot more sense of communalism. But it was sort of more closer to feudalism than it is now. Now we can get into the Dotties. The Dotties are obviously focused on light speed warfare, using tactics that allow them to encircle their opponents before they can react, because they're a lot faster. And this is reflected in their castle architecture, because they rely on castles, which are typically just a circular wall and an elevated city, but then they'll often go over treetops, or they'll have pillars and towers, meaning they can, with interconnected bridges, essentially going above the battlefield, so they can just jump down their opponents and deliver quick attacks anywhere, as long as you get close enough to the castle, and also means they can see you far further away than you normally would, and sometimes these can obviously be elevated using light magic, so they can pretty much hover. So these can act as mobile, sort of hovering things, like platforms, in terms of an attack. If they want to get out there, they can attack the leaders like this, being far more mobile in terms of their castle architecture while still being defended pretty well. And they can move a lot quicker, but they're a lot less restricted than obviously the danglers, which are the key aspect of just essentially siege warfare. The Dotties really do not operate well under sieges, because it restricts their movement, which is why they've developed this to overcome sieges. So if they lose that strength, they are a lot weaker. And this is also, again, reflected, this can also be seen in their armor. They have a sort of chainmail thing, except it's made out of larger scales. They use their super speed set G while it's melting and liquidating. They separate them and forge the armor essentially out of the molten liquid, meaning that there's pretty much no imperfections in it, because the materials they use form with magic, and the quicker you form it, the stronger it is. And also this means they can move really quickly, because it's sort of like chainmail, but really strong, because it's made of these larger, sort of scaly things. And their weapons are also made similar, but they're less, like, they're more solid. So they'll typically have a core part that they've made, and then they'll layer on this extra stuff on top, and then they'll shape it once it's cooled, using some specialized tools that they have imbued with light magic. Again, and in terms of their leadership, they'll typically do tests similar to the Slicks, because obviously the faster you are, the more you can comprehend, making you a far better leader. It just gives you more increased comprehension speed, and if you reach that point, it also means you have dedication, so they'll do a similar thing to Slicks, but obviously quite different in terms of just the test they're doing, and it's less based on a thing they've created. Like, the Slicks created this test millions of years ago, and it's based on sort of things within their planet, like ancient sort of primordial things that existed within the planet before they were there. Pretty much. So it's not a thing they've created, it's a thing. It was always there. And that's obviously some key functions. Their social structure is a lot more advanced, though, because obviously they've explored a lot more, they've done a lot more, so it's focused on exploration. You know, traders are very valued in their society, because they can collect a lot of ideas. So they have a lot of advanced magics, and they have a lot of advanced technologies, obviously not as much super weapons as the Slicks, but they do have some. but they're mostly focused on advancing their magic as a species because of those evolutionary advances allowing them to become far more powerful. And those are the key structures of the four major powers within the Beanuverse. Obviously, so I'll get into that later. And now, over to our news anchor, Fiona from the Dotty Realms.
Thanks, Jack. In breaking news, there has been a massive under-the-sea volcano eruption on the Dotty planet. And there was a giant rift under the sea that has been expanded as a result. Massive amounts of energy is being released, causing potential magic poisoning to the area. They evacuated all the personnel from the area, and sick patients have been quarantined in a special emergency hospital for healing and recovery. In other news, two of the four war fronts are being currently experiencing major changes. The slushes are beginning to push back on the trade city that is being currently occupied and making attempts to regain other naval cities, which is currently going well. The Dengarlef front is currently experiencing one of its biggest sieges, with a 70 million large force of Slicks, Meadows, Dotties, and Saurons being led by the third in command of the All Slicks, sieging one of the biggest Dengarlef castles in the area. If it falls, it could drastically change the war on that front. More news in the next episode. Over to you, Darcy, for your update.
Thanks. For the question, we have a listener asking, "Hello, I just want to ask a question. How is it that Slush, Slick, and other Beanaboos have been in so many wars when they look so cute and harmless? Should I be scared of them?" Well, good question. Let's ask Jack.
Well, they may look cute and harmless most of the time, they are, obviously, but they can be quite vicious when threatened. You don't want to threaten a Slick, obviously, but in the human realm, they can be quite a lot more cute, and they are definitely harmless here, so you should definitely feel safe. It's me from the Slick Realms, Jack, signing off. Bye!
It's me from the Slush Realm, Darcy, signing off. Bye!
It's me, Fiona, from the Dotty Realm. Bye! Catch up with you next week.
Bye. Ask questions at beanieboolore@gmail.com or go to the email in the description.